This is Katie Harth with Mission Network News, and today I've got Steve Prince on the line of Warrior Set Free, which is a division of Set Free Ministries, and we're going to be talking about some updates. Steve, I saw some social media posts about new work in Atlanta, Georgia. Can you fill me in on what's happening?
Yeah, for context, Warrior Set Free is in West Michigan, and Michigan as a whole has no active duty posts at all. So all the military veterans here have served somewhere else or served in the National Guard or reserves. So we know that bringing Jesus to veterans helps them with PTSD, suicide, depression. We like to say we assist them, we guide them in healing from the past and winning life's battles. So we decided to look for an area where the fishing is better and where there's more veterans. So we started praying about it, and all roads led to Georgia, specifically Atlanta. So we just out of faith got on a plane, went down to Atlanta, started meeting people. We knew a few people and just started connecting with different organizations. I spent a lot of time in the Michigan National Guard. So when we arrived last summer, we knocked on the door of the state headquarters of the Georgia National Guard. And within about 20 minutes talking to people, we were in the office of the commander of the state, the two-star general, who sat down and listened to us and let us take a picture with him. And he told his top chaplain that he should meet with us. And now we're good friends with Chaplain Colonel Blair Davis. So great guy. We did a freedom appointment with him, with Neil Anderson, which was an honor. And then just continue to reach out to more people. Jeff Struker was in the actual mission for Black Hawk Down. He's a pastor down there now. So he referred an individual to us, Mitch, who we brought on staff last week. So we have an employee in Georgia. And then on one of our more recent trips in December, we got connected. Pretty fun how this happened. A man in Holland, Michigan connected us with a man in New York City, connected us with a realtor in Atlanta, Georgia. He connected us with Terry Tucker, who runs a property that's going to house 400 veterans. And they're doing complete care for these veterans, housing, nutrition, healthcare, job placement, education. And they were missing the spiritual element. They're all believers, but they were looking for someone to specialize in ministering to veterans. And we got to meet them. So we're going to be a part of their collective impact, is the term that they use. So we will probably have some, at some point, and it's still in the building phase, we'll have some full-time staff down there. We'll have more full-time staff down near Fort Benning, Georgia. And then another amazing connection, God just keeps opening doors, is a week ago, we did a Zoom call with a colonel who's in charge of finding new approaches within the chaplain corps of the Army, and they're going to study the freedom appointment specific to veterans. And we're going to work with some active duty chaplains down at Fort Benning, Georgia, who will scientifically study the steps to freedom in Christ on active duty service members. And then they will publish the results. We already know it works. This will just be scientific proof to the world, to the Army, to the other branches, that freedom in Christ and warriors who are set free indeed. And I'm holding on and praying and telling the Lord this is more than I can handle. So he better be driving and I'll sit down in the back seat and shut up and do what I'm told. So that's the update. It's there's a ton going on.
That is so awesome. And there's so many questions that I want to ask and follow up. But first of all, can you give us an idea of the scope that this has starting in Georgia?
We basically have three initiatives currently, and they'll all work together. But our main goal initially was to find two veterans who are Jesus freaks who want to minister to other veterans. And I would train them to do what I learned how to do by presenting the Steps to Freedom in Christ to veterans in Georgia. So we want them, and we have one of those two guys. So we're still looking for one more, but they'll be kind of the main office of Warrior Set Free, Atlanta, Georgia. The project of this study will be, we will be training active duty chaplains on how to do what we do. And then once that's published, that'll be open to the entire Army. So it could be to where somebody at Fort Hood, Texas reads about this study a year from now and calls us up and says, will you come train my staff? And then we would be able to train the military on how to do what we do to bring freedom in Christ to active duty service members who are just like veterans at high risk for suicide. The Healthy Foundations thing will have 400 veterans as residents, and we will be a big part of their experience while they're there and growing their faith and helping them heal and win life's battles, whether they stay on the property long-term or they go back to wherever they're from and grow. So that's a lot of planting seed and harvesting fruit, and then the fruit will go back wherever it wants to go. And these guys, we say freedom is contagious. So wherever they go, they'll be able to share their hope in Jesus to other veterans and to their families. And a friend of ours is a very visionary type guy. And he, in his dream and vision for this, he says, you know, if we could heal the veterans of our nation, they're great people, they're leaders, they're strong, and we could heal our nation by starting, God could heal our nation through the veterans initially. And that impacts families and communities. And I keep praying for repentance and revival at a national scale. And if it starts with us, that would be an honor to be a part of what God is doing.
Definitely. And the residential ministry, I wanted to ask, is there a timeline on that? You said it was still in the kind of beginning stages.
Yes. The guy who's leading that, his name is Terry Tucker. He runs a clinic now that doesn't have housing, but they're breaking ground on this property and it'll be ready in about a year and a half. They're building the veteran portion first. It'll also house kids who are aging out of the foster system, women who are single mothers. They're basically doing Luke 4:18. They're caring for the needy and bringing Jesus to them and holistic care, which includes everything they need. It's really and the term they use, collective impact. It's not one organization doing one thing. It's a complete, I think it was Meyer who said one-stop shopping was it's everything that someone who's hurting and down on their hope needs to be able to get back on their feet and be a healthy part of society. Awesome. We get to be the ministry role in that.
Very cool. And I'm sure we'll have more stories about that in the days to come. I wanted to touch on and ask you, I don't have any statistics for it, but it seems that veterans in prison is kind of a problem. Again, I don't have the stats on hand, but I know Atlanta is home to some of the some large prison institutions. So is that going to be an aspect, like if not now, maybe in the future, a part of your ministry?
It was in the past in Michigan. We were with Forgotten Man Ministry. We were going into Kent County Jail to their God Pod, and we'd bring the Freedom in Christ lessons, and then I would always ask who the veterans are. And when some of them got out, I'm in relationship with some of those guys. And then I also had an opportunity to go to prison, which is kind of a fun thing to be able to say, yeah, I'm not afraid to go back to prison. So I was in a prison in Muskegon for several weeks, and then they closed down the one I was going into. So reaching out to veterans there, it hasn't been our direct mission, but part of what we have been doing is going anywhere we can. I have a friend who's a chaplain at the Ionia prison, and no one's been able to go in since COVID started. So it's really, we go where we're led, and when the doors are closed, the doors are closed. So, I remember as a kid driving past Kent County Jail and just having all these questions of what it looks like, but to be able to go in and spend time with those men, besides what it says about scripture, if you go visit them in jail, you're spending time with Jesus. I like that part. But it really changes the way you see humanity. It changes the way you watch the news. I've been sitting at home and go, hey, I know that guy. And I'm in relationship with this guy, and yeah, he's going to prison, but I know him and I know his faith. So it's a huge perspective shift. I love what they changed their name now, but Forgotten Man Ministries is an amazing group.
Yeah, I have actually one of my sister-in-law is very involved with that group. So I know they do a lot of great things. I know there's so much more we could talk about, but for sake of time, we'll keep it here and just ask, what do you want people to do as we deliver this news and these updates to them? How do you want them to respond?
We always say the same thing. Everybody has time, talent, and treasure. And we cherish the prayers of those who know about our ministry. All of what we do is bathed in prayer. We praise the staff every day. And we constantly want to be in the will of God. We want to be going where he leads us and not forcing things on our own. And as he opens doors, we need the courage and the wisdom to go through them. If, you know, just like every ministry, if someone wants to be a part of what we're doing, we love donations. I love the $10 a month donation. That's where my heart is with those people. Love the giant donations too. But for a little old lady somewhere to send us $10 a month means a ton. And I know she's praying for us. And so all of that, time, talent, treasure, pray for us. The walking into a building and having a meeting with a two-star general without an appointment is a miracle. That just does not happen. I was in the Michigan Guard for a long time, and I never had a one-on-one meeting with a two-star general. And I was on a staff of one. So we know people are praying for this ministry. We know veterans are hurting, and they're trying just about anything they can to deal with their pain. And then they go, well, maybe I'll try faith. Maybe I'll try Jesus. And then we need prayer to be able to connect to them in that time at that moment. And we need an introduction. And it's a lot of fun to look back on how we've connected with some guys. And, you know, we have one guy, his grandma saw one of our Facebook posts. And then I grabbed lunch with a guy. So it's like, how does that happen? That's a praying grandma for her grandson. And then us being faithful to do what we're called to do as well.
Yeah. And before, I don't want to let you go without you explaining a little bit for people who don't know why or how rare that is that you got to meet with a two-star general. Like, can you just unpack a little of that context for us?
It would be similar to where if you were going to have lunch in the state capital of your state and the governor decided to sit down and grab lunch with you. There's probably 15,000 people that this man is responsible for, and he doesn't talk to people that don't have a reason to talk to him. And I met one guy in the hallway, and we started walking the halls, and I stuck my head into an office, and somebody else says, hey, I'll bring you where you need to go. And that guy happened to work directly for the general and introduced us. And I don't play the lottery, but it was definitely something that was orchestrated that if we tried to do that again, we wouldn't be able to make it happen. He'd have us meet with somebody else.
That's all. It's so awesome to hear how God works. And I know he has his hands all over this ministry. Unfortunately, I'm out of time for now, and I'm out of questions. So was there anything I missed or anything else that you'd like to add?
We just need prayer. Just please, please, please pray for these hurting veterans. Pray that they would reach out, that God would move them to grow closer to him and not try some of these other things that don't work.